Hello everyone, welcome back to today's episode of Mindful Minutes. We are going to talk about strategic approaches to small and medium businesses and how they grow and compete in a rapidly changing market. I'm Tanay Sarpoddar, and today we are diving into SMBs building stronger customer relationships through effective CRM implementation. And we are going to be referencing a comprehensive roadmap from Marinoid's blog titled Revolutionizing Customer Relationships, a CRM Implementation Roadmap. So if you're thinking about implementing CRM or maximizing the one you already have, you should stay tuned as we discuss the steps and additional strategies for SMBs to make the most of their CRM from a marketing advisor perspective. First is why CRM matters for SMBs. Let's address this point. Customer relationship management, or CRM, is no longer a tool that's just for large enterprises. SMBs today need CRM to streamline operations, improve customer experiences, and drive consistent growth. For SMBs, customer relationships are the lifeline of business. When done right, CRM gives SMBs an organized, a 360-degree view of customer interactions and insights. This data is actually invaluable in crafting personalized experiences, which can actually make customers feel valued and understood, something every SMB should highly prioritize to drive loyalty and differentiate itself. Think of CRM as your central nervous system for customer insights. Even though SMBs might think they are small enough to remember customer details, a CRM can supercharge this ability, helping teams across departments stay aligned on customer needs and history. Remember, the right CRM platform will scale as your business grows, making it a long-term investment rather than just a current solution. Second, building the foundation. How do you define objectives and map your customer journey? Before diving into actual CRM implementation, you need to lay a solid foundation. At Marinoid, we start by defining objectives, and I couldn't agree more about why you have to know exactly what you hope to achieve. And this is exactly what CRM allows you. With the right platform and right features, you can streamline your entire customer communication, improve your follow-ups, and maybe even boost your marketing campaign effectiveness. Start by mapping your entire customer journey from the first touch point to post-purchase follow-up. Identify the points where communication, engagement, and follow-up matter the most. This helps you spot opportunities where CRM can add value and refine those customer touch points that could use improvement. For example, we often see drop-offs after sales call, or maybe customer service follow-ups are inconsistent. This journey map, actually should guide your CRM setup and integrations. Moving on. Third, choosing the right CRM platform for your needs. Let's talk about why it is such a big thing. CRM market is huge, and it's easy to get overwhelmed. For SMBs, actually, it's essential to choose a system that's intuitive and scalable. There are platforms like Salesforce, HubSpot, and Zoho's that have SMB-friendly versions, each with strengths in specific areas. For example, Salesforce offers robust customization, while HubSpot is great for ease of use and automation. In fact, they're probably one of the pioneers to promote inbound and automation. You want a CRM that grows with you, and you won't feel restrictive as you expand. Now, avoid feature overload. Many CRMs come packed with advanced tools that can be enticing, but they may not align with your core needs. Instead, look for a platform with strong customer support, a user-friendly interface, and enough flexibility to integrate with other tools that you may be using, actually, like The most popular one is email marketing or SMS or lead tracking. CRM implementation actually should simplify your business processes, shouldn't complicate them. There are companies who kind of invest in developing their own CRM as well, which is where this discussion actually started. The concerns being data sharing with other vendors or other companies. Now we have to address this data is going to be shared. Now, is your intent going to be shared? No. So should you use such tools or not? My take is you should definitely leverage such tools and make sure that you are in full control. If you see that there is a data loss, you can raise it up with the respective CRM. I'm sure they will be addressing this point. After all, it's their business too. Fourth point is data migration and integration. Once you've chosen a CRM, the next step is data migration. For many SMBs, this is where the process can become tricky because it's from day one, your data might be scattered across spreadsheets, emails, various softwares, sometimes even on hard copies, making it hard to bring it all into one cohesive system. But don't rush the stage. Ensure that all your data is actually accurate and clean before migrating it to any new system. If you're working with customer names, contacts or purchase history, confirm that you don't have duplicates or any outdated information. You'll also want to consider integrations. A CRM that seamlessly connects with your email marketing, social media, and sales tools allow you to make the most of that in a single customer. If you can make sure that your entire sales team leverages this one single tool to do all their jobs. After all, you cannot have your salesperson, hopping around multiple places when his primary job is to engage with customers. CRM should actually facilitate this and help them bridge the gap between communication. If your CRM doesn't directly integrate with the system you're looking for, look for a middleware or even sometimes you get APIs that can bridge this gap. Fifth big point is, should you look for customization or training and setting up automation? Yes. Now that your data is in system, it's time to customize the CRM to fit your needs. One size fits all really works, especially for SMBs with unique needs. Customize your fields, workflows, dashboards to ensure your team is getting the right information at the right time. But don't customize it to a point that it differentiates itself so much that industry standards are different and your naming conventions are different. Once you've customized it, don't forget the training. CRM adoption can make or break your success with it. You'll want every team member to understand how to use CRM effectively and consistently. They have to do it every day or every week, depending on the cadence that you bring in. Your marketing and sales are both going to leverage this. Not just marketing and sales, your management, sometimes even your tech teams can be part of this. From marketing advisor's perspective, I strongly recommend SMBs prioritize automation setup. Simple automations like flow follow-up emails, reminders for calls, or abandoned cart notifications can significantly boost efficiency and conversion rates. You can even automate segmenting customers based on behavior, helping you tailor your marketing to specific audiences. It's like creating a campaign for returning customers or high-value clients. These automations allow your team to focus on value-add tasks rather than administrative ones. Sixth important point is analyzing this data and continuously iterating it. It's not a one-and-done job. It's an ongoing process. A CRM holds a wealth of customer data, so take time to review these insights regularly. Look at engagement rates, customer preferences, and sales cycles to identify trends that could help improve your business strategy. Set up a monthly review to analyze this performance and your customer data. This allows you to identify what's working, what's not working, be it sales, marketing, or customer advocacy service. For example, if you notice a high number of leads that don't convert, consider adjusting your nurturing strategy or outreach frequency. Definitely leverage A/B testing or refine your processes based on real-time data. And remember, you have to keep a close eye on customer feedback within the CRM. It's an essential data source that can guide your improvements. Seventh, what are the challenges to look out for? Definitely, there are going to be some of them. And how do you overcome them? Now, let's be realistic. Every tool implementation has its challenges, be it SMB, enterprise, startups, anywhere where resources and time is involved or where they are limited, you will face challenges. Some of the most common challenges include lack of buy-in, underutilization, and like I said earlier, data privacy concerns. One way to overcome these hurdles is by getting your team excited about the CRM impact on customer relationships. So at Marinoid, we never say how we do it or what we do. We always focus on why we are doing it. So if you highlight or if you focus your entire energy on empowering your team to understand why this tool has been implemented, you can overcome this hurdle. Show them, you know, how simple CRM is going to, you know, help their daily work, whether it's making a follow-up or highlighting customer pain points or intent data. Emphasize privacy and compliance. Now, SMBs should ensure that they are adhering to local data protection regulations to build customer trust. And finally, keep communication open with your CRM vendor. They often provide valuable resources or consultants or consulting sessions that help your team maximize the CRM's potential. Of course, this would be a little trivial if you've developed it internally, but you can always do a ghost discussion with any potential vendor, helping them that, you know, this is my problem in my existing CRM and I want to migrate and stuff like that. Wrap up, implementing a CRM can transform customer relationships and fuel your SMB's growth when done thoughtfully. Marinoid's roadmap provides a fantastic foundation if you want to work with us. And with the added marketing insights we've discussed, you can tailor this tool to work wonders for your business. We've implemented CRM at multiple places. We've tried to explain, and over the years, we've ourselves leveraged CRM in multiple ways. It just isn't a tool. It's a strategy. Remember, if you'd consider it as a tool, then you won't leverage it that better. It's a strategy, and strategy has to have everybody working in the same direction. If it's used well, it's one of the most powerful ways to create loyal customers and uncover growth opportunities. It can even streamline your team's efforts. So take one step at a time and stay focused on your goals. Watch how your CRM can help elevate your customer relationships to the next level. That's it. Thanks for tuning in to Mindful Minutes. If you've enjoyed this episode, make sure to check out Marinoid's blog, which I'm going to paste as a link for more detailed insights into CRM implementation. And stay tuned to this channel for latest episodes. Until next time, keep growing, keep innovating, and keep those customer relationships at the heart of your business. Thank you.